With SRN Sports, I'm George Williams. The NBA has completed the first half of its regular season last night with five games. Two went to overtime. In one, the Pelicans beat the Kings 140-133. In the other, it was the Clippers over the Jazz 120-116. The other three, the Warriors beat the Rockets, Mavericks over the Heat, and the Timberwolves beat the Thunder. The NBA is adopting a round-robin style for its All-Star game similar to the NHL. Last year's game had a score of 211 for the East to 186 for the West. NBA brass wants to see just a smidge more defense and a bit more competitiveness in the event. NCAA Top 25 Basketball, 14th-ranked Memphis over South Florida, number 25 Maryland over Nebraska in the two games among ranked teams. And on the women's side, 6th-ranked USC upset top-ranked UCLA 71-60. This is SRN Sports. And NHL would be playing its All-Star game, but they've adopted a different kind of round-robin, a four-nations face-off in lieu of the All-Star game. Last night, Team USA defeated Team Finland 6-1. On Wednesday night, in overtime, was Canada over Sweden. So they'll play the second round tomorrow, Saturday, Finland against Sweden, USA against Canada. And then the third round will be Monday, and then they'll play the finals with a consolation and championship game next Thursday. And then today in Philadelphia, the football fans get to toast their Super Bowl champion Eagles, taking home their second franchise Lombardi trophy in their convincing win over the Kansas City Chiefs last week. Meanwhile, a Super Bowl winning quarterback won't be returning to the New York Jets, the team parting way with veteran quarterback Aaron Rodgers. NASCAR runs on Sunday, the Daytona 500, beginning its new season. Four-time Indy 500 winner Elio Castroneves in the race, Chase Briscoe on the pole. This is SRN Sports.